This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The G7, that is the group of seven formerly, the world's seven biggest advanced economies, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the UK, and us as well, if you'd forgotten, wrapped up a three-day summit in the Bavarian Alps today. Top of mind for the presidents and their finance ministers was how to starve Russia for cash when the world still needs Russian oil and gas. Well, President Biden thinks he has a solution. Cap the prices for Russian oil. And in its official post-summit communique, the G7 said it would evaluate the feasibility and efficiency of the price cap idea. So we asked Marketplace's Matt Levin this morning. We said, hey, Matt, evaluate the feasibility and efficiency of price cap ideas, would you?
What we're really talking about here is kind of a bizarro version of OPEC. Instead of a cartel of oil sellers that gang up to keep profits high, it would be a cartel of oil buyers that gang up to tell Vladimir Putin,
we'll buy your oil, but only at this price. And because there's enough of us that we have market power, you have no choice but to go along with it.
Mark Finley researches energy markets at Rice University. Russian oil is selling around $80 a barrel. If the G7 and EU say, we're doing $40 a barrel, take it or leave it.
Asserting that price cap would then give Russia's other customers, like China and India, the leverage to say, well, if that's what they're paying, that's all we're going to pay you.
But China and India aren't keen to punish Putin and are already getting discounts on the tons of Russian oil they're buying. Ellen Wald at Transversal Consulting says risking the wrath of Russia probably isn't worth it.
India is totally reliant on oil imports. They produce no oil of their own, and China just has massive needs.
The U.S. could announce sanctions for anyone anywhere who pays above a price cap, but Charles Litchfield at the Atlantic Council says that would be geopolitically costly and difficult to enforce.
It opens the door, I think, to a new front for sanctions evasion, a new front for corruption. It will just be too tempting.
He says it would also be a mistake to underestimate Russia's capacity to retaliate, maybe by completely shutting off natural gas to Europe as winter nears.
Russia can flex its muscles because it's taken in so much money already this year.
Litchfield says Russia has already received more revenue from oil and gas than it expected for all of 2022. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.